We know as humans that our thoughts can take over and they can really control our day.
I'm so excited today on the show. We are doing actually a mini therapy session where we teach you an awesome tool that helps us change those negative thoughts into something more healthy, helpful, and positive.
Hi there. Welcome to another episode of Why You Worried About It. I'm Lindsay Bush, HR Director with Country Crossroads.
And hey, everybody, I'm Susie Arbo. I'm a licensed professional counselor. We're on this journey to a better you, and we are all about self-improvement, personal development, professional development, just learning and growing and getting as good as we can get as humans, if you will.
Absolutely. I know I need it. It's been a rough couple weeks. I don't know if it's been the full moon or what is going on in the universe, but I mean, nothing we can't get through, but holy cow, people are really going through it right now.
They are. It doesn't matter who I've been talking to the last couple of weeks, like teachers, healthcare workers. I work to talk to county workers, and people just come up and they've got a lot to talk about. And people have mentioned the full moon, and I feel like there's some kind of truth to it. I don't know what the physiological background of that is, but man, there's something there.
Yep. I agree. There is definitely something working in the world, but it's all been like nothing too dramatic or too crazy. We get through it. We remember all those great coping skills that you've been teaching me. I know that I'm trying to do, but it's great. I'm super excited to be on today though. I think we all need a little more self-help in our life today.
Absolutely. And I was thinking about one of my favorite therapy techniques. I have a lot of them, but one of my favorite go-to ones is actually called the CBT triangle. And, we've talked about on the show before that the average human has 60,000 thoughts a day and about 80% of them, not that we want to, but they're negative. And so we have to work really hard to change those negatives into positives. And the CBT triangle actually helps us do that. It's a really neat way to kind of work through some of those negative thoughts. And so I kind of wanted to share with everybody kind of what that is and what it looks like and how you can use it in your everyday life. And I know the times that I am going through probably just really hard things in my life, I will sit down, and Merle knows this, and he will see me with a pad and paper, and I will draw the triangle and I will work through my thoughts to get to a better thought with it. And so I was just going to kind of break it down today and kind of teach people about it, if that's okay.
I love it. I think that's a great thing. I think we all need a little bit of this. I talked to a group of kiddos yesterday at a career day, and it was a lot of it always comes back to changing our thoughts. Literally, it can control so many things in your life. And like, I just think it's so important. And if it's one tiny little tool that you have to really help and make effective, like, why not use it? Why not? So I'm excited.
Yes. Okay. Good deal. Well, it's called CBT triangle. CBT actually stands for cognitive behavioral triangle. And so cognitive obviously is our thoughts. And then our thoughts affect how we feel, and how we feel affects what we do. So if we're thinking bad things, and again, not that we necessarily want to, our brain just automatically puts them in, we call them ants, automatic negative thoughts. That comes into our brain and then literally affects how we feel and then affects what we do. Whether it be our work that we do, our relationships that we have, whatever we're doing today, if I'm not thinking good, I'm probably not going to perform as good. And so here's how it works. Okay. So if you're driving, don't do this. But if you're just sitting around and you're kind of listening to us or whatever, grab just a sheet of paper, blank sheet of paper. You don't need anything on it. And what you do is you draw a big triangle, just like this, a big triangle. You can see that. Okay. And at the top of the triangle, you're going to write the word thoughts. Okay. And then off to the right little corner, you're going to write feeling. And then on the other corner, the corner to the left lower, you're going to write doing. So thoughts, feeling, doing. Okay. So I like to use this little, whenever I teach this, like to, I teach it to adults too, but especially when I'm teaching it to like high schoolers, I always use the example of, let's pretend that you're back in high school. Okay. So do you remember Lindsay being in high school years ago?
Been a minute.
Yeah. Okay. And let's pretend it's lunchtime and you walk into the cafeteria. Okay. And there's two girls and they're sitting together, and those two girls are sitting together and they look at you and they start to laugh. Okay. What's your first thought?
They're being mean.
Yeah. Yep. They're being mean. Maybe are they making fun of me? Is there something wrong with me? That kind of thing, right? Okay. And so then if we think that way, then how do we feel? What's the feeling attached to that?
Sadness, embarrassment.
Yep.
Maybe.
Yep. Sadness, embarrassment. So I'm just jotting down these notes right here. Up the top, I put they're being mean. Is there something wrong with me? That kind of thing. And then the feelings, I would jump down to the thing and I said sadness, embarrassment. Okay. So then what do you do? What do you do in that moment?
You could ignore them.
Okay.
Right. That's probably what I would do. Walk away, go the other way.
Walk away. Maybe leave the cafeteria if it bothered you that bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So now what we're going to do is we are going to work it through again. So that was our first automatic thought, right? That was our first automatic thought, affected how we feel and what we did. So now we're going to take it back up to the top of our triangle and we are going to shift our thinking a little bit and we are going to try and think about the same scenario in a different way. Okay. So same scenario, we walk in, it's lunchtime, we walk into the cafeteria, there's two girls sitting there and they look at me and they look at you, whatever, and they laugh. What would be a different way that we could think about this situation?
Maybe they're laughing at something, remembering something funny I did.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. So maybe they're remembering a funny time or something funny that they did, something like that. Maybe it has nothing to do with you. They just happen to catch you, you know, in a second, you know, whatever. Okay. And the average thought lasts about 7 seconds. So if you think about, you know, if somebody is looking at you, whatever, it only lasts about 7 seconds. So okay. Remember something funny and they happen to look at you. Remember maybe even a funny time with you, right?
Yeah,
like, oh yeah,
right,
I remember yeah. Lindsay at that, you know, that game and she was telling all those jokes or something. Right. Okay. So then if you think about it in that way, and again, I'm just taking notes up here with my thoughts. So now I'm going to remember something funny. Okay. So then how does that make you feel, Lindsay, if you think about it in that way?
It makes me want to laugh too. Or if it's making me remember something or it makes me feel included. Mm-hmm. Yeah, not kind of quite opposite of the seclusion.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Kind of maybe makes you feel a little better, you know, just kind of like, okay, you know, there it's probably nothing, you know, too bad. It's probably something funny. Okay. So then what do you do? What's your action behind that?
Go sit with them and see why they're laughing for real.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Go. What's so funny today, girls?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And just ask them. Okay. So do you see right there within 2 minutes, we were able to shift that negative thought into something totally different? Mm-hmm. And what's so crazy about our human brain, you guys, is that we create narratives all the time, right? We create narratives in our brain that we think that we know how other people are thinking and feeling. We have no idea. And you know what? It could ruin somebody's day to think, oh gosh, those two girls in the cafeteria were talking about me today, right? We have no idea. And again, like I said, the average thought, you know, only lasts a couple seconds. So they're probably already on to something else. And maybe then we carry that with us the whole day and it brings us down. Because we have this, you know, this whole thing going on in our head. And so I love, love, love this tool. And like I said, you can do it anywhere. You just make your big triangle thoughts, feelings, doing, right? And then I work it through, Lindsay, as many times as I need, as many times as I need. I'll never forget when I sold a horse a while ago and I was really, I knew it was the right thing to do, but I was also very sad. You know what I mean? To sell the horse. And this sounds kind of silly, but so I sat down with my tablet and I worked it through probably 5 or 6 times until I got to a really good spot. And then I circled that really good thought about, you know what, he needs to bring joy to somebody else at his level that he's at. And what, and I got to a really good spot with it. And, but it took me working it through. We can't just like, you know, I feel like everybody says, oh, you know, just think of something different. But when you really process it all the way, it really just helps those good things kind of stick and more mm-hmm. of the rational, you know, healthy, productive thoughts kind of come to you and then those can become your new thought. So I want to challenge everybody right now, actually, to think about something that maybe is kind of negative going on in your life right now. Okay. Mm. And I've got something I'm thinking of right now that I feel like I could really use this for. Okay. So go with your first negative thought and get as nasty as you want with this one, because we just need to get it out of our system, right? Go as negative as you want with it, okay? So then jot it down at the top of your triangle if you want to. I'm going to jot down mine here, okay? And then how does that negative thought make you feel? And then in turn, what does it make you do? Okay? Okay, so now here is the challenging part. We are going to take it to the top again, and we are going to try and think about this same situation, but in a different way. in a more positive and productive, healthier way. Okay. So jot that down, the new thought, a better thought. And again, you can do this as many times as you want. Sometimes it takes you once, sometimes it takes you five times. Okay. And then how does that make you feel? Write it down or think about it. And then in turn, what does it make you do? Or how do you behave? Okay. So after taking it and applying it to your own life, Lindsay, did it help you at all think about a situation in a little better way?
It is. It's getting there. I think it's going to take me about seven more times around the bend here to get completely where I need to be. But yes, I can see it going in the right direction.
It 100%. I'm not kidding you. It does take time sometimes, especially those things that are really, you know what I mean? Like those core things that are really bothering you. It does take. And you guys, and it's just like going to the gym, right? If I went to Planet Fitness today and I did one workout, you know, one workout isn't going to stick, right? But if I went multiple days and did multiple reps and all that stuff, I would start to feel better. I would notice my body looking different. That's the same as our brain, right? So when we can train our brain to think more positive thoughts and replace those negatives with the positives, we get stronger. And it's actually called neuroplasticity. And I get super, super excited when I talk about neuroplasticity, because it's changing of our brain. And you guys, I just got hand delivered I think it's a donut by John Murphy. He just came over. I know. I'm very excited about this. We got my coffee. So that will make me feel better. That's for sure.
I love it. DoorDash in Kingsville. It needs to be a thing.
I know. What in the world? That's the best. But anyways, and so then I just encourage you to do this. And sometimes when these situations, like I said, are really hard, we've had some interesting things within our company. You know, whenever you are moving and shaking in life, there's going to be hard things that come with that. Sure. And so it's just like learning how to keep your mindset in a good spot is the only way to get through it the best way possible. And I can't stress enough how our mindset makes or breaks us as humans.
Yeah. Well, I love this. I think it's going to be great. I really am going to continue here on the path of the triangle circle. And, but I can see it already, like how it just keeps changing every time. It's a little less hurtful, a little less, you know, that negative feeling. So that's really cool. Thank you, Susie, for sharing with me too. I'm getting my free counseling session today.
Yeah. I was going to tell you guys too, when I get to a good spot too, with whatever thought that I like the best, then I have my clients like circle that one, and then that's going to be their go-to. And then I'll even take it a step further. I'll have them write it on a note card or put it in their, you know, their little planner or notebook, whatever, so that they keep seeing, like, every time I think about this situation with such and such, this is my new thought about it. Right. So you're just constantly reminding yourself, like, there is a better way to think about this situation, mm-hmm. a healthier way. Right. Because remember, our brain is just going to take it and run with it. And you're gonna go down that rabbit hole, and it's not gonna be positive. So, yeah. So that's our fun little therapy session for today.
Yes, that's so good. Thank you, Susie. If anybody ever wants to hear about anything, or you have stuff going on in your lives, guys, we definitely want to know. We want to give you the stuff you want to hear about. So please reach out to us. We're on Facebook. That's really probably the best way to stay up with everything we're doing. Like Susie said, we're moving and shaking all the time. We are all about getting mental health out to the masses. We want to break the stigma around it, and we want to make it okay to talk about it. Everybody's going through stuff. So how much more fun or just easier is life when you have some people to do it with, and those good, strong, positive people. So I know I'm super lucky to have Susie in her life. And if you guys are listening to us, I know that you're going to learn and really pick up on some things too. So please let us know what you want to hear about. Follow us on Facebook. Check us out on our website, countrycrossroadscounseling.com.
Thanks for listening, guys.